It's the Lee Scott Academy Basketball Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off on Tiger Country 104.5.
We welcome you in to the Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off. It's brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. JV boys and the varsity girls did their job, winning in commanding fashion. Time for the varsity boys to continue this streak. About 6 minutes to tip off here on the campus of Horseshoe Bend. It'll be Lee Scott and Horseshoe Bend, the Generals, trying to defend home court. The last time that we were live here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, it was inside Samford Gymnasium, and the Warriors took care of business against the Generals of Horseshoe Bend. That one was 71-40. Warriors coming off the Larry Chapman Foundation Tip-Off Classic and looked really, really well. Warriors up to 7-1 on the young season. Hayden Harper has led the way for the Warriors, as he is, or you can vote for Mr. Harper for Player of the Week, as he averaged over 20 points per game throughout that tournament. And if I had to guess, he probably will throughout this season. Is number two in Hayden Harper again. He led the way for the Warriors the last time that we saw them, again taking on Horseshoe Bend. He had 21. Parks Myers had 16. Chapman Harris and Wyatt Watley both had 8. Haley with 7. Barrett Cook had 5. William Lyles had 4. Parker Wright had 2. So just about everybody getting in the scoring column in a game tonight that you can expect to have very similar tempo to what we saw. This is a team that plays very similar style of basketball to Lee Scott. They don't necessarily want to run half-court sets. They don't want to slow things down. Neither team has tremendous size, so they use some of the speed and the quickness and the athleticism to really take over and carry them throughout the game. So you're going to see a whole lot of fast-paced action. Again, we called it a track meet last time out. It was a battle of who was in shape more. And the Warriors won that one 71-40. Would love another result similar to that tonight. We'll look at some of tonight's keys to the game, presented by Jeff Coat Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. I think the biggest one is keeping your emotions in check. Again, this was, despite the score, a very intense game, especially within the first half. Some jawing back and forth with Horseshoe Bend and Lee Scott. Braxton Wilson had a big-time first half. They made a really nice halftime adjustment and just about shut him down. Other than a three late in the fourth quarter, he finished with 15 in that game. But he's their go-to guy, that bell cow for the Bend. And I think the second one tonight is continuing to play your game. Again, play really nice defense. This Lee Scott team loves to play defense outside the perimeter, force them to use their offense, or to start their offense, rather, way beyond the three-point line. And so if you can do that, you can force long shots, get the rebounds, and go. Plenty of times we've seen it throughout the season where the Warriors corral the rebound, and before the ball hits the floor, they have it past half court and all the way inside the paint. It feels like sometimes the only dribble is just a gather dribble before a wide open left or right-handed layup. 2 minutes to play, or 2 minutes until tip-off, rather, here between Lee Scott and Horseshoe Bend on the campus of the Generals. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and first quarter action. Don't go anywhere. Lee Scott basketball continues after this.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Ready for tip-off here on the campus of Horseshoe Bend. Lee Scott and the Generals ready to do battle. Lee Scott in there. Road Navy on Navy with the red trim and red numbers along the back. Tip is one. My Parker right, but it's too strong. And so technically the Generals win the opening tip. It's Haley Harper. Wright, Myers, and Cook, the starting five for the Warriors. Those are presented by Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can see their upcoming events at gougecenter.auburn.edu. Generals working the basketball around the perimeter. And they're going to say a travel. Good. I thought they were going to call a tripping foul. Definitely wouldn't have been correct. But a travel on the Generals. And we're going the other way. Hayden Harper quick to inbound. And gets the ball inside to Haley. He kicks it to the corner. Ball now back to the top. They tried to find Harper, but Harper was trying to cut through the middle of the paint, and the teams trade turnovers on their first possessions. Just underway here on the campus of Horseshoe Bend. Warriors making about the hour trip, and a lot of Warrior faithful as well, standing on this away side of the gymnasium. Ball sits at the top of the key, now to the corner. His three ball is off the front of the rim. Hayden Harper corrals the rebound, and here we go all the way back to the top on the other side. Through the paint, now to Barrett Cook. His three-pointer is up and can't get it to go. Offensive rebound almost won by Parker Wright, but they'll say that Wright actually hit it off of a general, so it will stay with the Warriors. Baseline left out of bounds. Harper will find his escape man. Now back to Harper. Now sits in the middle of the paint with Barrett Cook. Hayden Harper, the right wing, left wing three, rather, is too strong. Offensive rebound won by the Warriors, but then throw it away. Now a two-on-one fast break with the Generals. Could have been a carry. Right wing three for the Generals is up, and it is good. Kendon Scherer, first man on the board for the Generals. Now sits with Harper. He gets his 2 feet in the paint. Corner three is no good. Corralled by the Generals. Bounce pass on a two-on-one fast break, and Harper steals it. We're going the other way. 6:20 to play. Warriors still haven't cracked the scoreboard. Down 3-0. Hayden Harper, right-handed layup, can't go. Thought he was fouled, but doesn't get the call. Generals don't have numbers. It would have been a 2-on-4. They'll slow things down, but now the left corner three from Scherer is no good. Harper wins the rebound, kicks it to Parks Myers. And that left-handed layup is up, and it is good. Warriors on the board with 5:54 remaining here in the first quarter. Warriors trailing 3-2. Left wing three, same spot as before. This time, Scherer gets it to go. He now has six here in the opening quarter. All six for the Generals on two threes. Scherer's going to pull it when he's open. Ball now gets worked inside, and the Warriors turn it over. Very close to a carry, but no call. And Braxton Wilson, the man we mentioned in the pregame, is on the board. Generals lead the Warriors 8-2 through 3 minutes of play. Ball swinging around, sits with Barrett Cook. Now to Haley. Now to Myers. Back to Haley. Barrett Cook, left wing three, is up. That one too strong. Offensive rebound won by the Warriors. Haley thought about it, but kicked it back. Parker Wright on the left block. Can't get the layup to go. Gets the offensive putback. And the second chance opportunity is good from Parker Wright. Warriors cut the lead in half. But the Generals break the press and have a two-on-one fast break. Scherer pulls up from the right wing and buries that one once again. Scherer's feeling himself. He has 9 of the 11 on 3 of 4 shooting from 3 here early in this first quarter. Ball swinging around the perimeter. Now back to Haley at the top of the key. Breaks the zone. They find Parker Wright, and he actually got the layup to go, but they'll say that he was hacked prior to going up. So it will be on the floor for the baseline inbounds. 11-4. Generals at home leading the Lee Scott Warriors. Chapman Harris will check in. Barrett Cook will get a breather. Baseline out of pass goes, or about out of bounds pass goes to the top of the key. Now sits in the corner. And they're going to say a blocking foul here in this left corner. Apologies, I can't see that far down, but it will be a blocking foul. So the Warriors will inbound it from the same spot once again. They find Haley along the left block, gets the spin move, draws a lot of contact, and he will shoot two. 4:14 remaining here, just about halfway through the first quarter. Generals have come out with the three-point ball firing here early. First free throw from Haley. Hits every single part of the rim, rattles around, but can't buy it. A reminder that the opening tip-off of tonight's game is brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud to sponsor Lee Scott Academy Basketball. Second free throw from Haley is up and good. The Generals quickly working the other way, and it gets stolen by Parks Myers under the basket. He's now working his way across half court, kicks it to Harper, and he's double-teamed along the block. And they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with the Warriors. 3:55 remaining here in this first quarter. Almost a turnover by Lee Scott. It actually was a turnover from Lee Scott, but Braxton Wilson couldn't find anybody open and turned it over himself. They're actually... they're actually still going to say that it's general basketball. And the home run ball is won by Braxton Wilson. And his finger roll is up and good, plus the foul. So only two generals have done damage so far, but they've collided and combined for 13. Make it 14. Point Scherer with 9. Wilson with 4. The Warriors trail by 9 here early in this first quarter. And they're going to get Wilson with a loose ball foul. Tripper. Wilson got a piece of the ball. Harper was able to recover. It's a scary play. Good to see Hayden Harper okay, as he dove right around the ankles. Chapman Harris, right wing 3, is way too strong. Corralled by the Generals. 3:33 remaining here in this first quarter. Warriors trailing 14 to 5. Ball gets worked inside. But Lyles, who just checked into the game, got a piece of it. Now gets a piece of another ball. And that ball is stolen inside the paint. Grayson Haley finally corrals it. They kick it to Harper. He pump fakes. The floater from 6 feet is no good. Offensive rebound is won by Parker Wright. But they're going to say that he stepped on the baseline. Or will they say a foul beforehand? They will. I guess he was pointing to the baseline. And that was the fifth team foul by the Generals. So for the final 3:07 of this first quarter, Warriors can get right back into the game at the free throw line. First free throw from Wright is up. And it is good. Cuts the lead to 8. Warriors can cut it in half with the second. And Parker Wright does. He's the leading scorer for the Warriors. He has 4 of the 7. Wright will take a breather. Cord Zellner will check in for the first time tonight with 3:07 remaining here in the first quarter. Wherever you're tuned in from, thank you for tuning in and for your support of Lee Scott Academy basketball all season long here on Tiger Country 104.5. Generals able to break the press and slow it down as they don't have numbers. They kick it to Scherr or on the right wing. The floater from 8 feet is up and no good, but they're going to say that he was hacked on the elbow going up, so he'll make his way to the free throw line. Scherr already has 9 here in this first quarter on 3 of 4 shooting from beyond the arc. First free throw is up and it is good. Second free throw, can't get that one to go. So splits the free throw line. Warriors trailing 15-7. Harper gets 2 feet in the paint, kicks it to the corner. Now back to Harper, now back to Chapman Harris. Thought about the 3, and a nice pass to Grayson Haley. Through contact up, and can't get the layup to go, but he will head to the free throw line and shoot 2. A really nice pass from the low block on Chapman Harris. Faked the pass to Harper and found a cutting Haley. It looked like the Red Sea split, and he ran right through it. Haley will shoot 2 free throws. The first one is up, and it is good. Warriors cut the lead back down to 7. And again, if the Warriors can find their way to the free throw line a couple more times, you can really find your way back into this game for free. Both free throws from Haley are connected. He now has 3. All 3 from the charity stripe. Warriors cut the lead to 6, 15-9. Generals run an inbounds pass and try to at least, but instead throw it away. And that's another way. If you can force some turnovers, steal some possessions, and get the ball back in your hands, find your way very quickly back into this game. The corner 3 by the Warriors is no good. Lyles' offensive rebound found Chapman Harris. Now back to the top of the key. In Hayden Harper, they're doubling Harper just about every single time he gets the ball. Wyatt Watley stands on the right wing. Thought about the 3. Hayden Harper, layup is up, and he gets that one to go. No, they called a travel. Wow, no, he hop-stepped into the lane. But the referees don't see it the same way, and neither do a bunch of the Lee Scott fans. Wow. Warriors turn it right back, or Generals turn it right back over, rather. Ball sits in the left corner. Now to the left wing, and Chapman Harris tries to draw his way through contact. Kicks it out to Wyatt Watley. He gets 2 feet in the paint. Tries to find Will Lyles in that right corner. But just a little bit of miscommunication, and the Warriors turn it over. But they'll say that it's Warrior basketball somehow, so I guess you'll take it. Hayden Harper, a right-handed layup through contact. Should have been a foul, but it's no call. Hayden Harper is on the board, 15-11. Warriors trail. Left-handed layup is up. And they're going to call a charge. Apologies, a very, very late call by the referee, and there was zero energy behind it. And they're now going to technical foul Braxton Wilson. Again, he was the one that created a lot of the intensity and tension when the Warriors were at home against Horseshoe Bend. Wilson was the one who went up for that fast break left-handed layup. And they might have just called a technical foul on the head coach as well. But again, setting it back up, Wilson had a fast break left-handed layup. I believe it was Chapman Harris who drew the charge. And Wilson and the head coach did not agree with the call. Wilson was talking to the referee all the way down the floor, and they gave him a technical foul. So Harper now all alone at the charity stripe. Can't buy the first one. 15-11. Warriors trying to work their way back here in this first quarter. Second free throw is up. And Harper knocks that one down. And he will. He will shoot two more free throws. So two technical fouls. One by Wilson and one by the head coach of the Generals. Harper gets the third free throw to go. One more upcoming, and the Warriors will get the basketball as well. We talked about the charity stripe working their way back into this contest. Harper goes 3-for-4 with the two technical fouls and the four technical free throws. Warriors now only trail by a point after the hot start by the Generals. It's 15-14, 1:49 remaining in the first quarter. Lyles, right wing three, he buries it, and the Warriors have the lead. 17-15 now your score. Harper through contact following the turnover. Can't get the right-handed layup to go. Left corner three is up, and it is good. Chapman Harris. Warriors on a hot streak. They extend the lead to 5, and the Generals need a timeout. We'll take one with them. 20-15, 1:26 remaining here in the first quarter. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
About 45 seconds ago, it was 15-12 Generals. That's now 20-15 Lee Scott following an 8-0 run. No, I'm sorry, a 10-0 run. It was 15-10. Technical free throws going 1 of 2 from the line, and then back-to-back threes by Lee Scott to give the Warriors a 5-point advantage. Generals with the basketball now here in the short corner. Right across from our setup here in the corner, they're going to say, and this referee just called a technical foul on Hayden Harper and challenged, walked up and bucked up to Hayden Harper. I'm going to be completely honest with you folks, it might have been a technical foul, but Hayden Harper, all he said, I could hear it from here, said that's not a foul, and the referee walked towards Hayden Harper to call a technical foul. That had something else behind it, folks. That had a lot of aggression, man. I don't know if the stream pulled it up right here. The first free throw from Scherer is up. And good. He goes 2-for-2. From the free throw line, he has 12 of the 17. The referees, I guess, trying to keep the emotions in check, but, man, didn't seem warranted for a technical foul, especially with not without that much aggression. 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. Warriors with a 20-17 advantage. Wyatt Watley gets a steal. Should be a loose ball foul, and it is. Scherer helps him up following the foul. The Warriors should be shooting. Oh, my gosh, they called a jump ball. So it's general basketball trailing by three here with 45 seconds to play in the first quarter. Wow. Right-handed layup floater is no good off the side of the backboard. Barrett Cook with the rebounds, but a one-on-two fast break. Generals take it, can't get it to go. Barrett Cook now, and they're going to call a travel on Barrett Cook as he couldn't corral the rebounds. With 28.1 seconds remaining, Warriors clinging on to a 20-17 advantage. Ball sits on the short corner. Now inside the paint to the low block. Should be a jump ball, but they're going to call it. They're going to call a foul. Wow. So number 21 for the Generals will head to the free throw line with 21.2 remaining in the first quarter. First free throw is rattled home. Second free throw is up and gets the shooter's touch. So two free throws are good. Lead is cut to one with 18 seconds. Warriors swinging it around the perimeter. It's with Barrett Cook at the top of the key. They've gone to a 2-3 zone, have the Generals. Chapman Harris now gets inside the paint, kicks it to Watley. His left wing three is too strong off the back iron and corralled. And a foul 80 feet from their own basket. And that is the 15th foul for the Warriors. So now with 2.8 seconds remaining in the first quarter, the Generals can tie or take the lead. First free throw up and too strong. Second free throw is up, gets that one rattled home. 2.1 seconds remaining. Warriors trying to get up a last second shot, but can't get it to go. 20-20 here through the first 8 minutes of play. A high intensity game. We called it in the pregame, and it's already coming to fruition. Second quarter when we come back here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center at Building Supply.
Referees trying to keep emotions in check through 8 minutes of play. Three technical fouls were called through the first 8 minutes as the Warriors and the Generals tied at 20 apiece. Haley with a nice pass to Parks Myers. His left-handed layup off the right side is up, and it is good. Warriors reclaim the lead 22-20. 7.5 to play here in the second quarter on the campus of Horseshoe Bend. Christian Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Ball swinging around, staying on this right side. They finally swing it to the left with Scherer back to the top of the key in Arnold. A nice defensive possession for the Warriors as the Generals reset. Ball still on the right left wing. Haven't worked their way inside the paint yet. Fantastic defense by the Warriors here on this possession. Possession that's lasted about 40 seconds. The ball is still being swung around the perimeter. It sits on the right wing right now. Well, now all the way back to the volleyball line. Back to the right wing. And almost a turnover all the way back to half court. Generals can't get anything going here on this possession. 6:44, a minute, or a possession that's lasted over a minute, and the ball has not worked its way inside the three-point line yet. It is finally stolen by Barrett Cook, and he has a fast break. The right-handed layup is up, and he gets that one to go. Barrett Cook is on the board for the Warriors. They extend the lead to four. What a possession defensively by the Warriors. It turns into quick offense. The Scherer three is no good. Nothing but air, and the cheerleaders right behind him let him know about it. Barrett Cook feeling it. His three from the right wing is no good. Offensive rebound can't get it to go. Put back Parker Wright. The third opportunity can't get it to go. Fourth opportunity, and is tapped back to Parks Myers. He now kicks it to the corner. And Haley, the layup is good from Grayson Haley. He now has five in the contest. The Warriors winning all of the 50-50 plays so far here in this second quarter. 5:45 to play in the second quarter. 26-20 Warriors with a 6-0 run to get the second period started. Look at this defense by the Warriors. Just a home run prayer shot. Can't get it to go. Offensive putback can't go either. And Haley corrals the defensive rebound, and we're going the other way. He kicks it to the left wing. Wyatt Watley's three can't get it to go. And with 5:15, the Generals will bring it back in their half court. Sure, the left wing three can't get it to go. Offensive rebound from Arnold. And he knocks it down, plus the foul. 5:04 remaining here in this second period. Warriors with a 26-22 lead over the Generals of Horseshoe Bend. Warriors won this one 71-40 at home before Thanksgiving break. The old-fashioned three-point play can't be completed by Arnold. Warriors with a four-point lead. Haley sits with it on the wing. Now a bounce pass to Parks Myers. And from the right side, the lefty layup is good. Warriors have run that play a couple times, and it's been successful every single time. Parks Myers now with six in the contest. And a turnover now by the Generals. We're going the other way with 4:39 here in the second. Wyatt Watley will dribble the ball up and thought the Warrior was going to be in the corner, but instead nobody was there, and he ends up turning it right over, and Barrett Cook's going to get called for a loose ball foul. I think he was just trying to run his way down the floor, and the pass came right to him with a general right behind him. So now an inbound baseline left. Sure, now trapped in the corner. He's able to find his teammate. And they slow things down around the perimeter. It's now Arnold in the left corner. 18-foot jumper, can't get it to go. Haley with the defensive rebound. He finds Barrett Cook on the outlet, who finds Parks Myers, who finds Parker Wright. And the layup is up and good. We talked about it in the pregame. How many times have you seen it to where the first dribble is inside the opponent's three-point line about 3 seconds after a defensive rebound by the Warriors? 30-22. Ball now on the left wing. 8-foot jumper. Arnold leaves it short. Gets his offensive put back, however, and gets that one to go off the front of the rim. 30-24 with 3.5 to play here in the second period. Barrett Cook, they're going to say he traveled. Tried to do a Euro step, but took one too many steps trying to corral it. And the Warriors turn it over with 3:29 remaining in the second quarter. Cord Zellner will check in. Parker Wright will take a breather. Again, Parker Wright, the guy that does kind of the physical, the manual labor, doesn't necessarily get credit for it on the stat sheet, but he does have 6 big points for the Warriors tonight. He'll take a breather. 3:17 remaining in the second quarter. Arnold has it here in the left corner. The great perimeter defense by the Warriors, and the Generals turn it over once again. It's Haley running the floor. He splits right through the defense, and it should be a blocking foul. He didn't have his feet set, but they're going to call an offensive charge on Grayson Haley. Three minutes and 2 seconds remaining here in this fast-paced, moving second quarter. Again, I thought a Euro stepped right around him and the defender didn't have his feet set, but the officials saw it otherwise. And following the first quarter, you note anything but to question. The Scherer right wing three is too strong. Rebound ripped down by Brooke Zachary. He finds Wyatt Watley, and the Warriors are off and running again. Barrett Cook now in the right corner finds Brooke Zachary, who comes to a jump stop. And they're going to say that Zachary traveled. I thought he went to a clean jump stop and kicked it off before picking up that foot, but they said that he took that third step. 2:30 to play here in the second quarter. Warriors in a low-scoring second quarter lead, 30-24. Arnold, right wing three, can't get it to go. Barrett Cook, the long rebound. Left-handed layup can't go, right-handed layup can't go by the Warriors, but they win the loose ball, and the ball sits in the left corner now. And I believe they're going to say they're going to get a loose ball foul on Solomon Arnold of the Generals. Warriors will inbound the ball in the corner. Barrett Cook at the top of the key. Thought about the three. Kicked it to Brooke Zachary, who now finds Wyatt Watley on the left wing. He will cross court pass to Parks Myers. Left wing three from Barrett Cook. His nothing but nets. Trapped all the way down in that corner. Can't see all the way from our setup here. You just see the ball go up and go through. Barrett Cook now with 5 in the contest. Warriors lead 33-24. 1:33 remaining before halftime. It was notched at 20 through the first 8 minutes of play. It's 33-24. All Warriors here in the second. Parks Myers coming from that right side again. The inside-handed layup. And Myers now has 6 in the quarter. Warriors have a double-digit lead with 11. I believe they're going to get a loose ball foul on either Cook or Parks Myers. I think they're going to get Cook with it. 1:12 remaining here in this second quarter. Generals slowing things down in their half court. Could have been a moving screen. At the top of the key, they try and pass it back to the top, but it's intercepted by Parks Myers. Doesn't have numbers, but takes it in anyways, and he draws the contact, and he'll shoot 2 free throws with 58.8 seconds remaining in the second quarter. First free throw is up. And it is good. Parks Myers with 7 points here in the second quarter has 9 in the contest. Second free throw rattles home. Parks Myers now the first Warrior in double figures. Warriors with a 13-point lead, leading 37-24. Under 45 seconds to play here. Generals trying to find any sort of offense here in this second quarter. Scored 20 points in the first quarter, only 4 here in the second. And they're going to say that Wyatt Watley went for the steal and grabbed too much arm. And that was the 5th team foul for the Warriors. So for the final 38.6 here of this second quarter, the Generals following any fouls, will shoot two free throws. First free throw from Scheller is up and no good. Second free throw, can't get that one to go either. Brooke Zachary rips down the rebound and finds Wyatt Watley, who dribbles it up with his right hand. And we'll see if the Warriors wait for their last, hold the ball for the last shot, but instead they find Brooke Zachary, can't buy that layup. Offensive rebound from Barrett Cook. He saves it before going out of bounds. Wyatt Watley will get called with a travel, trying to split the double team. 21.4 remaining in the second period. Warriors have outscored the Generals 17-4 here in this second period. It's a big thanks to this perimeter defense by the Warriors. Generals almost throw it away with 10. Under six to shoot. Can't get it to go. Cord Zellner rips down the rebound. Zachary, the running three, is off the back iron and can't get it to go. 37-24 through 16 minutes of play. We'll get you started with the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Talk about all we got here as the Warriors lead 37-24 through the first 16 minutes of play. Don't go anywhere. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report continues after this.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
We welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. 37-24 through the first 16 minutes of play. Warriors outscored the Generals 17-4 in that second period. Again, it was notched at 20 through the first 8 minutes of play. The first quarter had a lot of intensity. Three technical fouls called in the first 8 minutes. Hayden Harper picked one up. Braxton Wilson for the Generals picked one up, and the head coach for the Horseshoe Bend Generals picked one up as well, and that really sparked the run for Lee Scott. I went back and found it. It was a 9-0 run in about 40 seconds that the Warriors went on. They were trailing by a bucket or two, and next thing you knew, Warriors were out in front 20-15, and now they lead 37-24 at the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Let's look at some of these first half stats. They're brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Down the lineup, Grayson Haley with 5, Hayden Harper with 5, Parker Wright with 6, Will Lyles with 3, Chapman Harris with 3. Parks Myers, the leading scorer for this Warriors squad. And then Barrett Cook has 5 as well. Kenan Scherr, the leading scorer for the Generals. He had 12 in that first quarter. Had 9 in about 2.5 minutes. He was 3 of 4 to start from behind the arc. Braxton Wilson has 5. Solomon Arnold has 4. And a couple unnamed players that I was not given the name of. Number 21 with 2 and number 12 with 1. But 37-24 as we have about 5 minutes to play here until we get underway in the third quarter. Again, those halftime stats are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and the satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. We'll take one more break here in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Come back, talk about keys to the second half, what the Warriors need to do to make that hour bus ride home a whole lot happier, and see if they can walk out and steal a win from the Generals at home. Don't go anywhere. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report continues in a moment.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street. Looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Just about ready to get things going here in the second half. 37-24, the Lee Scott Academy Warriors out in front of the Horseshoe Bend Generals through the first 16 minutes of play. I'm Christian Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action from the campus of the Generals in a really pretty gymnasium on the campus of Horseshoe Bend. Warriors looking to steal one on the road and make that hour drive back a whole lot sweeter as they could complete the sweep. The JV boys were able to get a big-time win. The varsity girls with a 52-28 victory over the varsity girls of Horseshoe Bend. And the Warriors on the varsity boys' side looking to complete the three-game sweep. Keys to the second half, I think, are just continuing the keys from the first half, keeping your emotions in check again. Horseshoe Bend feeds off of that emotion. If you're the Warriors, you have to feed off of execution instead. And the second one, continue to play your game. Again, that second half, the perimeter defense by the Warriors was absolutely outstanding. There was I believe it was the first possession of the game, or of the second quarter, rather, where the Generals had it for over a minute, and the ball did not get inside the three-point arc. It was then turned over. Barrett Cook had a wide open fast break layup, and the Warriors didn't look back as they outscored the Generals 17-4 in that second half. Second half tip-off tonight is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street across from the Auburn University campus. Underway here in the third quarter. Generals going right to left. They'll be scoring on that left basket from where we are standing here in this back right corner. Ball working around the perimeter, but can't get anything inside. The three-pointer is no good. Offensive rebound by the Generals. Scherer from 12 feet. Can't get that one to go. Tip to Barrett Cook, and the Warriors are off and running. Parks Myers, right-handed layup, is up, and it is good. He loves going to that left hand off the right side. Puts a little English on it, gets that one to go, plus the foul, looking to convert the old-fashioned three-point play. Extends the lead to 15 and extends Parks Myers as that air ball. He smiles his way, walking back down the court. That one didn't hit anything. But Parks Myers still leads the way for the Warriors. He now has 12. As the Generals are just struggling to get the ball across half court. Grayson Haley gets the steal. He finds Hayden Harper, who kicks it to Parker Wright. A little jump stop and a right-handed layup on the right block gets that one to go. He had 6 in the first half. Give him 8 on the great pass and vision from Hayden Harper. Generals finally get it past half court, and they slow things down in that right corner with Scherer. Generals try and post the Warriors up, and the 8-foot jumper can't get it to go. Haley rips down the rebound. Hayden Harper thought about the three on the left wing, but slowed everything down. Ball gets tipped out of bounds. It will stay with Lee Scott. 41-24, 6.5 to play here in the third quarter. Generals go to a 2-3 zone. Barrett Cook makes them pay. Assist goes to Hayden Harper. Just a one-pass assist. The zone couldn't get to the right wing in time, and Barrett Cook makes him pay. That's his second big three of the night. Extends the lead to 20. The Generals want a timeout, we'll take one with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Warriors with a 7-0 run to get the third quarter started. They've extended the lead to 20 and not quite running a full press, but about a three-quarter press. But it's given the Generals all sorts of trouble. They do get it across, almost turn it over at the free throw line and kick it back to Wilson, who stands at the top of the key. The sure three is short, but gets his own offensive rebound and slows it back down with Wilson. Just under 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Warriors with a 44-24 advantage. They find Schur once again. His three-pointer can't go, and the tip is out on the Generals. It'll be Warrior basketball. Schur went 3 of 4 in the first 2 or 3 minutes, and since then has been unable to knock down a three. Solomon Arnold went to go close out on the three from Parks Myers and knocked him out of bounds, immediately tapping his chest, saying, "My bad, my bad." And he will get subbed out with 5:35 to play here in this third quarter. Parks Wright dribbling around the perimeter. They find Hayden Harper at the elbow, and he throws it away. Warriors, the Generals now try and go on a fast break. The Warriors do a really nice job to slow everything down. Sure, right wing three once again. This time he gets it to go. He now has 15 in the contest. I believe an inadvertent whistle. And we'll resume play. Barrett Cook tries to answer, and he does along the left wing. Whatever you can do, I can do better. Barrett Cook says, answers the three right away. Warriors keep the lead right at 20. Hayden Harper almost gets a turnover on his end. It will stay with the Generals with 5:14 remaining in this third quarter. Generals trying to set up something in their half court, but the Warriors' man-to-man defense is eating up the Generals right now. They try and work it inside. Three ball at the top of the key. Can't get that one to rattle home. Parker Wright, big-time rebounds, and we're going the other way. Hayden Harper now at half court, now inside the three-point line. Kicks it to Park Myers, who tries to find Parker right on the right block, draws some contact, and he will shoot two free throws. Parks to Parker. And Mr. Wright will shoot two free throws. 4:44 remaining here in this third quarter. Warriors' lead is 20 prior to the free throws. First free throw is rattled home. Parker Wright now has 9 points in the contest. The second free throw is up, and it is good. Parker Wright now the third in double figures for the Warriors. Generals trying to get a layup on in the inside. Can't get it to go, but they're going to say that Haley hit the arm of one of the Generals, and he will shoot two free throws. Parks Myers leads the way. He has 12. Barrett Cook with two big threes here early in the third quarter. He has 11. And Parker right now doing the cleanup duties. He has 10. Wright, Haley, and Myers will sub out. Chapman, Harris, Will Lyles and Cord Zellner will check in. Second free throw, can't get it to go. Hayden Harper now works his way inside. Chapman Harris, right wing three, can't get it to go. Big time rebound from Will Lyles. Kicks it back out. Hayden Harper's three is short, and the long rebound is corralled by the Generals with 4:10 to play. We lurk the way back to the Generals. Rebounds off the three from Braxton Wilson. And he's now on the board here in this third quarter. Had 5 in the first and now has 7 in the contest. Will Lyles now on the left block. Kicks it to Barrett Cook, who kicks it to Chapman. Hayden Harper, 6-foot floater, can't get it to go. And the Generals with the rebound, almost stolen from Chapman, or by Chapman Harris. But it will remain with the Generals. How nice of it for the Warriors. You're up by almost 20 points. And Hayden Harper has 5 points. Scoring has been very well distributed throughout the boys in blue tonight. The Generals slow dribbling their way up the court, trying to break the press. And Wilson throws it away with 3:27 remaining in the third quarter. 49-30. Warriors out in front. Lead is growing rather comfortable. Will Lyles has it on the right wing. Bounce pass to Hayden Harper. Now to Harris. Now to Cook. Now finds a cutting Hayden Harper through contact. There's not going to be a whistle. Don't know how he wasn't fouled on the layup. But we're going the other way with 3:10 remaining in the third quarter. The Generals turn it over in the left corner. The Warriors will take back over here with 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Generals keeping that 2-3 zone. Barrett Cook feeling himself once again. Can't get that one to go. Rebound goes off the shoe of one of the Generals. It will stay with the Warriors under their own basket. Harper, the inbounder, kicks it to the corner, and Barrett Cook. Three ball is too strong. Ripped down by Chapman Harris. Nice rebound from number 5. Left-handed layup from Harris. Can't get it to go. Warriors fighting their way through contact but can't seem to draw a whistle. 2:40 to play in the third quarter. Lead is still 19. However, over the Generals. Wilson, cross-court pass to the corner. Can't see who the number is, but the rebound's by Hayden Harper. Harper now slows things down as he doesn't have numbers. Kicks it to Cord Zellner, who kicks it to Will Lyles. Tries to save it. Ball rolling around now. And they're going to say that was a backcourt violation. I thought it got tipped by a general, but I guess it did not. I think Coach William Johnson's asking the same question. 2:17 to play here in the third quarter. Warriors led 37-24 at the half. Again, you got to give so much credit to this Lee Scott Academy Warrior defense. It was 20-20 at the end of the first quarter. And since then, the Warriors have only allowed 10 points. The on-ball defense and the perimeter defense by Lee Scott Academy, and the depth really showing right now. Three-pointer from the left corner is no good. Haley will dribble it up. Wyatt Watley will slow things down. Who now finds a cutting Haley. His left-handed layup is up, and it is good. Wyatt Watley slowing things down on the right wing, but found Haley wide open, cutting right through the middle of the paint. And Haley has the chance to convert on the old-fashioned three-point play. Warriors now leading by 21. Free throw can't get it to go. Does Haley. 1:45 remaining in the third quarter. Will Lyles gets the steal and will slow things down. Wyatt Watley on the right wing, three. Too strong. Rebound by Haley. Goes up through contact. Can't get that one to go. Offensive rebound by Zellner. Can't get it to go. William Lyles cleans it up, however. The third offensive rebound of the possession. And Will Lyles gets two to go. Lead extended to 23-106 remaining here in this third quarter. Warriors sticking with that 2-3 zone. Cross court bounce pass. Had a little too much heat on it. That rolls into the first row of bleachers. Warriors will take over with 54.7 remaining on the clock. Will Lyles, left wing three, a quick shot. Couldn't get that one to go. Going the other way to the Warriors. That's going to be out on the Generals. No, they're going to say that it's out on Wyatt Whatley. I thought that he swiped down and it hit him on the knee. Whatley's trying to make that argument as well. Remaining here in the third quarter. Warriors with a 53-20 lead. Could have been a travel, not called. Ball sits at the free throw line. Now back up to the top of the key. Straightaway three is no good. Chapman Harris saved it right before going out of bounds. Will Lyles now going the other way. He kicks it to Chapman Harris. His three ball from the lefty. It's so pretty. Chapman Harris has two threes in the contest. 56-30 now. Warriors out in front. The Generals appear to be holding for the last shot. Could have been a moving screen. Try and throw it inside, but instead it's stolen by Haley Wyatt. Whatley goes for the reverse layup, and they're going to count it. Could have had a left-handed layup, but went up without the ball. So corralled himself and got the reverse layup to go. 58-30 through 24 minutes of play. Warriors have opened this one up here on the campus of Horseshoe Bend. Don't go anywhere. Fourth quarter action after this on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Start of the fourth quarter here on the campus of Horseshoe Bend. Lee Scott with a 58-30 advantage. Haley works his way on the inside, kicks it to Wyatt Whatley, who now works his way across court past the Chapman Harris. They're trying to work their way inside. Harris, the right-hand power dribble, goes off the foot of the General. Should be Warrior basketball. But they're going to say that it's General basketball with 7:40 to play here in the fourth quarter. Again, so much credit goes to this Lee Scott Academy defense. Allowed 20 points in the first quarter, and 15 of those probably in the first 3 or 4 minutes. But since then, have allowed 10 points through a quarter and a half. Two and a half quarters, rather. I apologize. Throughout the entire second and the third, and in the final few minutes of that first quarter, Warriors working quickly. Chapman Harris, 6-foot left-handed floater, is up. Bounces off the rim a couple times, and he gets it to go. Chapman Harris gets the party started here in the fourth quarter. Warriors have doubled up the Generals. They lead 60-30. Scherz, left wing three is up, and it is good. A nice shooter, and a shooter's touch from number four. He now has 18 of the 33 for the Generals. Chapman Harris on the right wing. Cross court pass to Wyatt Whatley. Nice bounce pass into Brooke Zachary. And they're going to call a foul on the gather before the layup. And it will be a baseline left inbounds. And I think there's a little bit of blood Well, that could have possibly been the fifth foul. Frustration, I believe that was. Foul number five on Solomon Arnold. The Warriors now inbound at the clock, continuing to run here on the campus of Horseshoe Bend. Ball is stolen by Braxton Wilson. Can't get the Euro step to go. Blocked by Chapman Harris. The Generals will keep possession of the basketball under their own basket. Could have been a jump ball in the corner. Instead, they're going to call a foul on Lee Scott. I think they're going to get Wyatt Watley on the foul. 5:10 remaining here in this fourth quarter. Home run ball is won by Chapman Harris, and the Warriors are going the other way. Harris, left-handed floater off the glass is good. Chapman Harris has all 4 points for the Warriors here in this fourth quarter. 62-33, under 5 minutes to play in the contest. Warriors sticking with that high-pressure 2-3, 3-2 matchup zone. 4.5 to play. The three is no good. Rebound goes to Brooke Zachary. Eurostep, nice pass to Chapman Harris. And his left-handed layup along the right side is up and good. Running the floor was Brooke Zachary. And a nice pass. Chapman Harris has all 6 in the fourth quarter for the Warriors. Ball gets thrown off of the left leg of Will Lyles. Again, with the running clock here in this fourth quarter, approaching the halfway point in this fourth quarter. It's Watley, Lyles, Harris, Zachary, and Zellner in the contest for the Warriors. Ball sits in the left corner. 50-50 ball. After it was tipped, it was won by the Generals in an easy left-handed layup. Warriors now 64-35. Lyles thought about the three. Throw it inside the zone, or his right-handed layup can't go. Thought he was hacked on the elbow. But with a lead like this, you're not going to get the benefit of that call, unfortunately. 3:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Warriors with a commanding 64-35 lead. There's some sort of argument. There's now a discussion between the officials. They're saying that Brooke Zachary went for the steal and poked one of the Generals in the eye, but they didn't call anything initially. So I don't know what the discussion was for. And a sub for the Generals. Braden Luke Anderson will check into the contest. So no call, as nothing was there. Clock continues to run. 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Warriors up big on the Generals. Brooke Zachary almost gets a steal and falls into the General bench. But it'll stay with the Generals. 2:45 to play here in the fourth quarter. Three along the right wing. Hits the glass first. Wyatt Watley the rebound. Throws it inside to Brooke Zachary. Through contact. Kicks it out to Chapman Harris. Right wing three is up. And it's nylon. Chapman Harris with all 9 here in the fourth quarter. He now has 15 in the game. 67-35. Left wing three. Response by the Generals is good. Two minutes to play. Lyles throws it inside. Barrett Cook, power dribble, can't get it to go. Offensive rebound is fought for, and it should still remain Warrior basketball. And it will, with 1:53 and counting on the fourth quarter clock. They can find Will Lyles. He's wide open in the corner right by me. There he is. And that three is money. Will Lyles buries the triple, 70-38 now your score. Another turnover. Wyatt Watley will slow things down, runs into his own teammate. And the Warriors turn it over, give it back to the Generals. Generals almost turn it over right back to the Warriors. The three is no good, and Wyatt Watley has a fast break layup. He kicks it to Brooke Zachary. Didn't have the angle, went up for the layup, the rebound anyway. Cord Zellner with the offensive putback. And the Warriors, everything going right here in this second half. Lead 72-38, under a minute to play here in the fourth quarter. Schurz, right left wing three is up, and it is good. Schurz now has 21 of the 41 in the contest. Zachary has the ball at the free throw line, and he unfortunately turns it over, but then gets it right back. Chapman Harris has it along the left wing, kicks it to Wyatt Watley, who thought about the three, and he will slow things down. Now goes inside. The under scoop layup can't go. Cord Zellner with the rebound, and the Warriors now just slowing everything down with 16, 15, 14 to play here in the contest. Under five to play. Wyatt Watley just playing keep away. And that game, or this game rather, will come to a close. Warriors won the first one 71-40. They win this one 72-41. So just about as close as you can get to the first time that they came out. Anywhere, we'll have a short post-game show. We'll talk about some of the final stats as the Warriors move to 8-1 on the season. 72-41, your final score. We'll be back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
They're shuffling us out of here fast to a really fast post-game show as the Warriors defeat the Horseshoe Bend Generals 72-41. Christian Griffin here, bringing you all of tonight's action. Again, complete the three-game sweep, do the Warriors, JV boys to the varsity girls, and now with the varsity boys in commanding fashion. Let's look through some of the point totals for the Warriors. Grayson Haley finished with 7. Hayden Harper finished with 5. Parker Wright with 10. Will Lyles had 8. Chapman Harris with 9 points himself in the fourth quarter. He finished with 15. Wyatt Watley with 2. Parks Myers with 12. Cord Zellner with 2. And Barrett Cook with 10. A really nice offensive showing when Hayden Harpy, your leading scorer, only has 5 points in the contest, and you're able to put up 72 points. Again, ball was really, really well distributed throughout the entire length of the contest. But the perimeter defense by the Warriors is the biggest thing to highlight here tonight. The Warriors gave up 20 points in the first quarter. It was 20-20 through 8 minutes of play. Warriors allowed 21 points the final 24 minutes. That is championship-level defense right there by the Lee Scott Warriors. Again, allowed 21 points in 24 minutes of play following, probably counting too, as you headed in the final 3 minutes of that first quarter. But 72-41, your final score here on the campus of Horseshoe Bend. Our next broadcast on the Lee Scott Sports Network will be right here on Tiger Country 104.5, where the Warriors will take on Notasuga. That will be Thursday, December 5th. And obviously those times are a little scheduled to change. But the girls' game scheduled to tip off at 5. Girls, or the boys of varsity, scheduled to tip off at 6:30 p.m. Again, we'll have that airtime here right here on the home of classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Thank you once again for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. For everybody at Lee Scott Academy and the Lee Scott Sports Network, I'm Christian Griffin. Until next time, stay safe, have a great night, and as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball has been presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Follow LSA Action here on Tiger Country 104.5.